Well, right now I'm farther along than I think I probably even expected to be at this point. So we're looking at the possibility of hopefully getting back, you know, in Baltimore in the next week or so. And, you know, the plan is to play this weekend and then see where we are.
Based on the way you've run the bases and played defense, diving yesterday to your left, going up the middle, you certainly seem to be uninhibited right now. Is it a matter of simply getting your timing at the plate and refining your baseball skills, and are you over the hump physically?
Yeah, I would say that's probably as much as anything. We've definitely made a lot of progress when it comes to the actual injury itself and the symptoms being symptomatic and things like that. So right now, fortunately, we're to the point where we're worried about baseball stuff now. And you know, getting a few more at-bats, getting comfortable, as you said, in game situations, the speed of the game, and that sort of thing. So injury-wise, things are great, and baseball-wise, they're getting better every day.
Especially given the nature of your injury and the possible long-term effects, how much trepidation was there the first time you stepped on the field?
Quite a bit, definitely. You know, fortunately, my doctor has been great, and he gave me a lot of assurance, but at the same time, the only assurance you can really have is getting out there and playing and checking off boxes every day that you haven't done in over a year. You know, standing in the batter's box, diving for a ball, sliding into second, legging out a double, scoring from first, all those things. So, you know, as much as they can give you confidence that you're okay and that you've done the necessary things to make sure that you are okay, the only way to really know that is to get out there and play. And that comes with some fear and some trepidation, but at the same time, I think we're getting past that.
Especially given the way you play, can you change that? I mean, can you avoid head-first dives when you're running to second or third on a steal or try to take that extra base, for example?
Well, obviously, there's things that you need to be able to play instinctively, and I'm going to do that to the best of my capabilities. There are some things that we have certainly talked about that will hopefully, you know, give me the best chance at staying on the field for the rest of my career. You know, but at the same time, my doctor wants me to play with my instincts, and so, you know, he's assured me I'll be okay one way or the other. However, we also know that, you know, if I'm going full speed from home to third, my best bet might be to slide feet first just to be safe.
With Brian Roberts, of course, on the road to recovery for the Orioles, did you compare notes at all with a guy like Justin Morneau or some of your other contemporaries who've been through a similar experience coming back from the concussion?
Yeah, I definitely did. I talked to Justin quite a bit through this process, and he's been a great year for me, and you know, and hopefully vice versa in some ways. But we've been through some of the some similarities in our cases. Some, obviously, each one of them is unique in their own right, but when you can walk through it with somebody who understands, you know, there's just not that many people in the world that understand necessarily exactly what you're going through, especially at this level. And he's one of those guys, and he's been great for me. And obviously, you know, being with the Twins organization, I know that you guys know a lot about it. And that's been extremely helpful for me.
How much have you been frustrated by the fact that you haven't been on the field during what's been an exciting period for the Orioles this season? Of course, the club playing so well out of the gate.
I guess it's a little bittersweet. I mean, it's still my family, and I was there with them, and I was able to experience it on the bench at least, and that's something that is still, you know, special for me, to see those guys succeeding, to see our organization doing well, and to know that hopefully I was going to be a part of it soon. In some way, shape, or form, I guess it almost adds a little bit more urgency to want to get back. You're always competitive, but man, when your team's playing as well as we are, and you're in first place, and you're in the hunt, the last place you want to be is not on the field. So it was good to be there, but at the same time, it made me want to get back really quickly.
Considering all the instability through the years, the different managers that you've played for, the difficult seasons year after year, what changed about the culture the last two seasons?
You know, I think there's been multiple things. Certainly, we've had some an influx of young players that have come in through trades, through you know, a few through our draft, but a lot through acquisitions. You know, the Eric Bedard trade has certainly paid off enormously with Adam Jones and Chris Tillman, who's with us here, and I think will eventually be a big part of our organization. When you look at the acquisitions this offseason of trading Jeremy Guthrie and getting Jason Hamill and Matt Lindstrom, J.J. Hardy was a huge sign for us. So we've just brought in a lot of guys that have big league experience, have been on winning teams and part of winning organizations. And Buck Showalter, take nothing away from him, that's for sure, because he's just done a phenomenal job of, I think, preparing us to play every day, filling us with positive, I don't know about thoughts, but I guess at least you know, knowing that he's come from building winning organizations and knows what that takes and knows what it takes to put that together. So I think there's just been a lot of things put together.
Before we let you go, let's ask you about a couple of guys you're playing with right now. And you mentioned Chris Tillman. What's different about the Tillman you saw a couple of nights ago as opposed to the guy who really failed to establish himself in the big leagues the last several years?
I think trusting his stuff. You know, I know that that's kind of a, you know, certainly a classic cliche in some ways. But when I say that, I mean being able to throw a changeup 2-1 when he needs to, being able to throw breaking balls in hitters' counts. You know, those are things you have to be able to do at the major league level to succeed. You can't get behind 2-1, 3-1 and throw fastballs and win at that level. So, but also at the same time, being able to command your fastball so that when, if you do want to do that, you don't leave it over the middle of the plate. And that's really, I think, what I saw the other night. He does that. He did that occasionally at the big league level, but not consistently, and that's obviously why he's here, and that's why all of us have been in AAA, because we couldn't consistently do what we needed to do. But he's working hard. All these guys are working hard, and I think we have some guys here who can definitely and will contribute big time.
And you're here with a veteran who consistently produced offensively as a six-time All-Star and a one-time MVP, Miguel Tejada. I won't put you on the spot and ask if he's ready to go back to the big leagues, but what do you like based on what you've seen from him?
Wow, he's played terrific defense at third base, you know. After not seeing him for a couple years, he's moving around really well. He kept himself in great shape. His arm strength is the same as it's always been. He can play anywhere on the left side of the infield, that's for sure. And he still has the same passion and energy for the game that he had 6, 7, 8 years ago when we signed him to a 6-year deal. He's one of my favorite teammates I've ever had and still is, and a great friend, and I'm excited to see him back here, and I hope that before too long he's in the black and orange in Baltimore.
Well, Brian, I know a lot of other people around Baltimore hope the same for you. Before too long, maybe the next couple days you're back there as well. Continued health and all the best.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Brian Roberts with us, back with more on the pregame show on ESPN Radio 94.1.